Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right. Steve Gribble Show on a Tuesday. Lots of snow and wind out there today just for your traveling excitement. Make sure you buckle up and leave early and all of that happiness. If you're on the road right now, well, you know, stop listening to the radio and keep your eyes on the road and your hands at 10 and 2. There we go. All right, Brian Popper, my next guest, Executive Director of the Action for Trade. Action for Trade urges U.S. trade representatives to promote American creativity and innovation when it comes to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Brian, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you here. One of the things that Donald Trump has talked about since his campaign began for president in 2015, has continued into the White House, is improving trade agreements for the United States and putting America first. What do you make of those promises, of those drives? What about NAFTA? Should it be changed? Should it be improved? Where should we go from here?
Sure. Well, I'd say NAFTA was negotiated in the early 90s. The economy has changed quite a bit since then. I think there's a lot of agreement that there are a lot of improvements that could be made. And I'd say with respect to the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the trade deficit, my group, Action for Trade, focuses on making sure that the rules-based environment in trade agreements will foster an environment that will help America's creators and innovators continue to export their products all over the world. These are industries, the movie industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the music industry, publishing industry, they all have very large trade surpluses, and we should make sure whatever we do in NAFTA, we continue to allow them to do what they do best.
All right, so when you look at our trade, no state may be more impacted than Michigan when it comes to the North American Free Trade Agreement. We have a, you know, the longest border with Canada here. We're surrounded by Canada. I hope they don't invade. But we have a lot of agricultural trade back and forth. We also have, you know, ag, timber products, beef, all sorts of things that go back and forth across our border here. So in Michigan, we're very sensitive to the conversation about NAFTA, and we certainly want to see it improve. Where would you start?
Well, my group, of course, we focus on making sure the environment for America's creators and innovators continues to work for them. Lots of places that you could try to improve the agreement. These things are very complicated. There are going to be people on all sides of these issues. I just hope that the administration is able to come to some agreement with Canada and Mexico that's going to work for most people, and we can go forward with it.
You know, you look at the numbers involved with the North American Free Trade Agreement since it was put together, and then you talk about the parts that you're talking about: creativity, innovation-based sectors propel American economic growth, IP-intensive industries, $6.6 trillion to the economy, and 38% of the U.S. domestic product, according to a 2016 U.S. Department of Commerce report. I mean, these industries support nearly one in three American jobs, and the use of IP rights accounted for the largest U.S. digital trade surplus of all service categories. I mean, these are big, critical components, and it's not just NAFTA. It's all our trade agreements. It's everything we do, and I think most people are conscious and at least realize that countries like China have not given much respect to intellectual rights. In fact, they've routinely ripped off patents and so forth without regard. We need to improve in these areas.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, it's a natural human instinct that people want things for free, but if products are given away for free, nobody's going to make them, and nobody's going to manufacture them, nobody's going to distribute them. We need to have a system that allows the people who create these products, the people who innovate, to be able to get fairly compensated for their work. And that's what our trade agreements have historically done. We want to make sure that whatever we do in NAFTA, we continue to do that. And I'd say this group, Action for Trade, got together because I think at the start of this modernization effort for NAFTA, there was a lot of discussion about, you know, more physical goods, rightly so, steel, autos, these things which are really important to the U.S. economy.
Sure.
But we wanted to make sure that the administration and policymakers didn't lose sight of exactly what you said, the extreme importance of these intangibles, this intellectual property, to the U.S. economy, and make sure that whatever we do in NAFTA, it's going to work for the industries that rely on intellectual property.
Well, you know, when you see a Chinese aircraft carrier come rolling out and it looks just like an American aircraft carrier or a military jet, it looks just like an American military jet and other things, and the examples can go on and on and on. You know that we're getting ripped off by people around the world, and we have to make sure that we defend those intellectual property rights. I agree with you. Couldn't agree more. And we have to do a better job with that. And I hope that, I certainly hope that this president, this administration can push harder for those rights to be respected.
Yeah, I hope so, and I'm optimistic that we'll see that. Again, the administration is really focused on reducing trade deficits, increasing U.S. exports. What better place to look than industries that are already champions of export? Let's make sure that whatever we do works for them.
All right, I agree with that. So again, where do you think this administration should focus its policy initiatives to make sure that this, it's the guy in Michigan, he's in his garage tinkering right now, he comes up with something, he patents this intellectual idea, no matter where it comes from, whether it's IT, IP, or something that's physical in his hand, how do we protect that guy from getting ripped off by people in other countries and so forth?
Well, certainly within the United States, we need to make sure that patents can be enforced and other intellectual property rights can be enforced. We need to make sure that we don't import products into the United States that violate people's intellectual property rights. That's an important element, too. And I think we need to make sure that all arms of the U.S. government are vigilant in protecting U.S. intellectual property rights overseas. But that's pretty much a bipartisan tradition in U.S. administrations, and I would expect the Trump administration to be just as, if not more, vigorous in protecting U.S. companies abroad in that manner.
Well, I hope that turns out to be right. Brian, I greatly appreciate you taking time to stop by today and discuss this with us. It's important to all of us as the economy seems to be improving, but we have to protect it and defend it every day as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Brian Proper, the Executive Director of Action for Trade, Action for Trade, urging, of course, U.S. trade representatives to promote American creativity and innovation. Not just the physical moving of, you know, steel, like he said, or cattle, but innovation, technology. This part of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
Tired of fighting hard water? Tired of all the scrubbing and harsh chemicals that can burn your hands and throat? Then it's time to call Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and schedule your free water test today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com now.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.